Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. This is our special election edition. We talk to the candidates about the issues important to you and your business. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Staying ahead in a world driven by technology is key. At Wisdom Integrators, we simplify tech solutions for your business. We specialize in customizing audio, video, and IT services tailored to your needs. At Wisdom Integrators, we don't just solve problems, we create opportunities. Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems.
The South Haven Chamber of Commerce and South Haven Business Beat podcast does not endorse any candidate or their position. All candidates running for office were invited to join the podcast.
And now here's your host, Aaron Kozort.
Welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. We're covering the election coming up here in South Haven and in DeSoto County, Mississippi. We've got with us today Kevin Tackett, who is running for Ward 6 for the Board of Aldermen. And Kevin, tell me just a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am Kevin Tackett. I'm from South Haven, Mississippi. We moved here in about 1977. I was raised by Martha and Charles Tackett. I have a wife named Ashley Tackett. I have a daughter named Charlie Tackett. She attends DeSoto Central Middle School. I have a son named Caleb Tackett. He attends Mississippi College, where he is a student athlete. He's more of an athlete than student, I think he thinks. He is on the track and cross-country team. I've lived in Ward 6 for almost 20 years. I've seen a lot of development around there. I just love South Haven.
Sure.
I love South Haven. I grew up here. I went to school here. I've watched South Haven grow. I've watched it become a city.
It's changed a little bit since you moved here, hasn't it?
Well, right out in front of here used to be a four-way stop barrel. There wasn't even a stoplight in this town when we moved here. I watched my parents develop the Republican Party. I think in 1976, I can remember going to some meetings with them. I can remember them getting involved with Thad Cochran. Mm-hmm. I can remember that election going well for them. One of the funniest things I remember is a Democrat saying to my dad, "Where are you Republicans meeting, in a phone booth?" Well, I was real confused by that. I didn't know how all eight of them were going to fit in the phone booth.
Yeah, some things have changed.
A lot of things have changed around here, haven't they?
So what are some of the things that, in your mind, South Haven has gotten right over the last few years?
The biggest thing they've gotten right is the parks. Let's be honest, the parks are fabulous here in South Haven. My grandmother was on the Park Commission in Memphis. I've seen what the parks offered there. Mm-hmm. And when they went away, I think that's really when the city started to decline. Mm. So I think if we can hold on to our parks, we can get people involved in the city, I think we'll be okay.
Sure. So for those who maybe are new to town or less familiar with kind of the map, the layout, give me an idea of, for them, where is Ward 6?
Ward 6, okay, it's going to run from Elmore, which is right there at Sam's Club, or it turns in, goes from Greenbrook Parkway over the Goodman Road mm-hmm. to Elmore right there. So that would be south of Goodman on Elmore all the way to Church Road.
Okay.
And then back down Church Road to about Tullahoma.
Okay.
It'll start on the south side of Church Road. And it'll go down to Goodman to Getwell, Sallow Square area, mm-hmm. back down on the west side of Getwell, all the way to Lester Road.
Okay, so an area that's seen a lot of development, a lot of changes in the last few years, yes. And yet still also has some pockets of kind of, shall we say, rural area roads in it, you know, some neighborhoods that aren't fully developed.
When you drive
developed.
Down Tullahoma, it's still real rural, but it's coming
long.
Over there.
Not
man, there's about 100 homes to be developed right there. Yeah. They're really moving the dirt over there right now.
So what are some of the challenges or pain points you see in South Haven right now?
A lot of the challenges I see is communication. Mm-hmm. It's just lack of communication. And that's kind of what I want to provide. I want to provide some communication. Being an alderman, I think 90% of the job is being customer service.
Sure.
And I've been doing customer service for about 40 years, and I think I can bring that to this job and just have people call and address your concerns, and I can help you with that. And I'm going to tell you we can't do it, or I can tell you we can do it.
Right. So what's your background in business before this point?
Well, my grandfather started Cowboy Corner. It was one of the first businesses in South Haven over on 51. I had to stay there every day after school. I worked in the leather shop. I've watched small business. I've been involved with small business all my life. My dad took over Cowboy Corner. I've worked for him. I don't know if anybody's worked for a parent. It's kind of like being your dad's the coach on the baseball team.
Right.
He's the hardest on you. I miss working with him. He sold the store to Cavenders, which was a great thing for him, and he got to retire. I just miss working with him every day.
Sure.
And just watching his business sense and how he didn't overspend money and how he was very conservative as business and how he developed it.
Right.
He was more hands-on, more service industry type guy, and that's kind of how I've developed myself as well.
Okay. So what are some of your goals or plans for addressing the challenges that you do see, especially the communication one?
You're going to have my phone number. You're going to have my email address. I'll answer my phone, and if I don't answer, I'll call you right back.
Sure.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to be, I hate to say old school, but I just remember in South Haven, when South Haven became a city, you knew who your alderman was.
Right.
And I want people to know who their alderman is. And if you vote for me, you're going to know who your alderman is. And that, I'm gonna be out there and about.
That makes a difference because, you know, while South Haven has grown, it still functions like a small town in the sense that you want to meet in person, you want to talk to the person who can maybe help with an issue, and you want to do it not through a form field on a website, but through a phone call, through an email, through a meeting in person, and finding out what can be done about this problem inside the city.
And that's what I plan to do.
Oh, that's awesome. With increased population and business growth, what plans or steps would you take to address traffic flow issues, especially those around Getwell Road?
Well, we've got Nail Road going to be cut through to Tullahoma. I think that's going to help out a lot. I'm just real curious to see what's going to happen there at Tullahoma. And I guess it's Nail Road coming through right there. The way the hills come down right there, we're probably going to have to put a light there. And I think it's probably going to have to be widened through there as well. But I think that's going to help a lot with the traffic flow. I think they've got it pretty good with the lights synced up, how they go through there. And we've got the issue with Church and Getwell done now. And I know we've got a lot more growth coming. I think we're just going to have to be patient drivers at this point.
One of the things that it's necessary to appreciate is that traffic doesn't build in a vacuum, and it doesn't get solved in a vacuum either. It's not a light switch that you flip on and off. And just the moment you get one new problem solved, another new problem creates itself, and you're back to the same situation. And but I think there are reasonable, moderate steps that can be taken, you know, that just give people another route to go. And having traveled a lot of different places, when you get to a tourist town or you get to a town that has a lot of traffic, the people who've lived there long enough know how to get around it, unless there's no way to get around it. And I think the biggest opportunity is now just creating ways to get around it.
Right. When I go home from work, I usually take a different route. I just like to go see, I'll cut through a neighborhood just to see what's going on.
Right.
Like, hey, I'm going to cut through here real quick.
What message, just in general, would you like to send to the city, to the community, about why you're running?
It goes back to communication and customer service. That's why I'm running. I feel it's lacking in Ward 6, and I want to step up and be the person that brings it to you. I don't want to complain about it. I'm just going to step up and do the job.
Sure. And if you, you know, take a look back as someone who's lived here in the community, has been a part of South Haven since its early days, what are some of the things that really describe South Haven to you?
Really describe South Haven to me. It's just knowing people, just being able to know people. It's like 2 degrees of separation. I don't know you, I know somebody that does know you.
Right.
And
right.
I just really like that. Everybody's kind of on the same playing field. Everybody kind of knows somebody that knows you.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that about South Haven.
So, you know, as we kind of wrap up different things, is there anything else that we haven't covered yet that you think is important for a voter to know before they walk into that booth?
I just want people to get out and vote. I want people to vote. I mean, we have such a low turnout in these municipal elections. On April 1st, please get out to vote. If you're voting in Ward 6, it's at DeSoto Central High School. It's around back. It's at the theater. Make time that day. Do your civic duty and go out and vote. Please, absolutely. And if you
see a post on Facebook or somewhere else on social media on April 1st saying it's voting day, it's not an April Fool's joke. It is voting day.
Get out and vote in these municipal elections. That's what's going to affect you most is voting in these elections.
Well, Kevin, thank you for joining us. Thank you for taking this opportunity to, you know, sit down with the Chamber of Commerce and be able to communicate to people who you are, your background. I wish more of the people in the local elections would take opportunities like this to just tell people, who am I? And why am I doing this? Because they might find, hey, someone who actually wants to communicate with the community would be a great option for voting.
Oh, I'm fired up about it. Yeah. I'm so fired up about this.
All right. Well, Kevin, thank you very much. And thank you for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat as we try to cover all the intersections of business, commerce, community that happen here within South Haven, Mississippi, as we are at the top of Mississippi. Thank you for joining us and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Pure Focus Media exists to make high-quality media accessible to all businesses, regardless of their size or budget. We believe that every business deserves to have its story told with clarity and creativity, and we are here to bring that vision to life. Make your next event unforgettable with the Follow app. Connect instantly, stay organized, and never miss an opportunity. Ditch the business cards. Go digital with the Follow app. Network effectively, exchange contacts seamlessly, and grow your business. The Follow app, transforming the way professionals connect at events. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.